put the dollars.
What you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. The end won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go, one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome to the MG Show. It is Flannel Friday. I hope you got your flannels on. It's now the right season to wear the flannels, but every Friday is a great day for Flannel Friday. And we got a great guest coming up in a couple seconds. The Greg Phillips. It will be on the MG Show again for Flannel Friday. I think this is his 17th time today. Shady, get on in here. My partner in justice, brother, get on in here.
Hello, Patriots around the world. Thank you for joining us. It's Friday. Get your flannel on. Get ready for a hot show. We love seeing all of you here. You Patriots out there are making the world work again, and we appreciate all of the work that you're doing, and we really appreciate the work of True the Vote and Greg Phillips, who will be joining us here in just a minute.
OPSEC, if you will. And Shady, let's bring in Greg Phillips. I want to tell him about something that I'm doing real quick. Bring on in Greg Phillips. Greg, welcome to the Flannel Friday edition. How are you, sir?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great.
Hello, hello.
In my car with my dog Billy, so everything's good.
Uh-oh, dog comms. You're gonna be all like now decoded with the dog. Millie, she's a beautiful dog. That's one of those herding dogs, right? She herds. Yeah. That's a great dog right there.
Sheep dog.
She does do that.
She herds you, doesn't she? And maybe the kids. Yeah. So, you know, Greg, we have a new sponsor. It's fieldofgreens.com. You can use code MG Show. This is it right here. It's fieldofgreens.com, and I've been actually taking it and going to the gym, Greg. This is Field of Greens right here. That's it. Good. From fieldofgreens.com. I don't always make the best food choices. You know, Greg says, hey, eat your fruits and vegetables. I'm like, Greg, man, I just don't have time. Fast forward to today, there's no chance that I'm, meeting the doctor's recommended 5-6 cups of fruits and vegetables. That's why I'm taking this Field of Greens and incorporating it in the gym. I mean, I'm actually starting to feel it. It's powered with a full spectrum of essential vegetables and fruits, plus science-backed herbs and prebiotics, you know, to help you stay healthy, to help me stay healthy. And hopefully you guys are joining me at rumble.com/MG Show, Brighteon.tv, fieldofgreens.com/code MG Show. But it's basically, Greg, I'm just doing a simply back to basics thing, going to the gym, trying to get my, you know, fruits and vegetables in, eating good proteins at night. You know, it's just, you know, if I go back to the doctor and the doctor says, hey, keep up what you're doing. And if he doesn't say that, you can get a full refund as well. Fieldofgreens.com, use code MG Show, and that'll get you 15% off your first order. And if you subscribe, you'll get 10% off every order. But that's what I'm doing, Greg. I'm back at the gym. I'm over a month and a half in. I've already lost some weight, you know, got a little thinning out here. So fieldofgreens.com, use code MG Show. What do you think of that, Greg? Trying to get back to being healthy so we can save the world.
I think it's amazing, guys. This is good stuff. I'm going to have to try it.
Yeah.
All right.
Use code MG Show at there. But, you know, and basically, they're actually a sponsor too, Greg, a true sponsor of the show. This show is sponsored by fieldofgreens.com. And use that code MG Show to let them know where you heard it. But this is an actual sponsor. You know, they're actually,
amazing.
Helping us do this show every day. Shady Groove. Wow.
It is amazing.
It is amazing. So Greg, I hate to put you through that, but I thought it was cool to bring you in here because, you know, I'm just, you know, trying to get healthy again. You know, we sit around every day and do these shows and dig. And, you know, I was noticing, you know, the COVID-19, maybe 29 pounds, you know, and I need to get that out, get that off me. So I'm just trying to get back in shape because, you know, I can't take care of, you know, my family and friends and do this show every day if I'm not healthy.
That's exactly right. And, you know, we would all do well to heed those words and support your sponsors and really get healthy. We've got a big fight ahead of us and it feels like it's all just sort of beginning again, but here we go.
Yeah.
We
do have a big fight ahead of us. And I know that you've been kind of, you know, working around and with possibly the Carrie Lake campaign. I don't know what you can and cannot say, but I know that it was certified and it was ridiculous. The way that it was certified. Also, it was pretty interesting that the Secretary of State Brnovich quoted a JFK quote about being, you know, sometimes when people ride the tiger for power, they often end up in it. Was a very interesting quote by the Secretary of State, or excuse me, AG Brnovich. What do you think is going on? I mean, I know, you know, how does it work in Arizona? Everybody's like, don't let them certify, but they certified. Why don't you go ahead and just take us through it?
Well, as we know, every state's a little bit different, right? I mean, the one thing that, and it's meant to be that way. You know, the one thing we never want to see is we never want to see the feds take over elections. So every state is a little bit different. In most states, you do have a period of time, a window between canvassing where they count all the votes and gather them up and put them in the right place and the certification. You have that little bit of time. But what you don't have, in Arizona, what you don't have it before the canvassing and certification, you have a 5-day window post that. So, and that's where we are. We're nearing the end of that 5-day period right now. And frankly, we're optimistic. We've been involved, supporting the research, trying to find plaintiffs. We've been doing a lot of sort of background work, if you will. We've worked closely with a number of folks, both on the ground in Arizona as well as nationally, that are stepping up into this space. We can't talk about it now, but I just tell you, there's some amazing patriots that have really stepped up into this thing. You know, y'all's friend Wendy Rogers has been amazing. Mm-hmm. She's been super helpful. Sonny Borelli. It's just been people, you know, in Arizona, just true amazing patriots that have really stepped up into this fight. I suspect I can't give away the whole story here, but possibly before your show's over today, you'll see the first of the potentially the first of the filings. I think there will be several. I know there will be several, and we'll see. We're excited about it, and a lot of work, a lot of research, a lot of 24-hour days went into this. We put in a few, and God knows these lawyers and some amazing patriot plaintiffs have stepped up. You're going to see some, you know, things that we haven't really seen in recent times, and we're just excited about it. I mean, this is what the process is supposed to be like, right? It's not supposed to be where they, you know, cram it down our throat and we don't have any way to fight back. And so following these rules, you know, we might win, we might lose, but at least we have the chance, right? At least we have the opportunity. We're not just going to be dismissed out of hand. If the voices of the people of Arizona are heard, there's no question that Carrie Lake will be the governor of the great state of Arizona, we're optimistic that door is open, and that both Carrie and some of these amazing people that have stepped forward will be heard.
You know, we saw lines, you know, Carrie Lake needs to be the governor. There was obvious voter suppression there. I mean, and this Mark Elias, who's funded by, you know, foreign billionaires through the Arabella advisors all the way down to 1630 fund, $9.3 million given to Democracy Docket, which is the North Fund, and Mark Elias Law Group. These people are, you know, using lawfare. And we know that a lot of these judges are bought off. Let's just pray for those judges. They can be heroes right now, because we saw all that testimony, you know, in front of these supervisors was absolutely powerful. It wasn't just one or two people. It was a whole subset of people. And most of them were actually Republicans voting for Carrie Lake. There was voter suppression. And this this whole thing, the slot number three or whatever they called it, I mean, talk about chicanery, you know. This is Mark Elias on Twitter. Quite the powerful war room Carrie's got there with a ghost. The war room blocked Mark Elias, and rightfully so, Mark Elias. I tell you, I'm done with these people legalizing we the people out of our actual votes and saying that it's for voter integrity when it's actually to fund vote stealing, allegedly. I might have to say allegedly, but, you know, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I am so sick of these lawyers.
You know, I'm sick of it too. And I think one of the things that people are, this process that we're going through now is going to shed a lot of light on a lot of things. Carrie and others have been through a lot. You know, one of the things that's happening is on our side, we're starting to see, you know, separating the wheat from the chaff. I mean, there's people that are walking away from her and that she thought were her friends, and you know, everybody's a freaking expert. And if you don't want to do it their way and you know, follow some legal path that one of them thinks is the right way, then they, you know, they pick up the phone and say snotty things to her and other people on the team, and it seems that what 2020 did for us was really bring in a lot of people that may or may not have the best interest of the movement, of the Patriot movement, or whatever, you know, whatever you want to call it. And as I noted to Carrie last night, I said, what we got to do is we got to go back to, you know, what I said early on when I first got on Truth Social, and people were banging on me about all manner of nonsense and whatever. And look, I know what my true north is, and I follow people and concepts and ideas and fights based on my true north. I encourage everyone to do that. But what you don't have the right to do is you don't have the right to pick up the phone and call somebody that has the backbone that Carrie Lake has, that has the voice that Carrie Lake has, and is the type of leader that this country needs desperately, and dog her because you didn't like some crazy legal strategy that you and your friends cooked up. So, I mean, there's going to be, when all this is said and done, we're going to learn a lot about who were the real patriots in all of this, and who were the supporters of Carrie that stepped up into this void, and not just to Carrie, and most importantly, the voters in Arizona. That's mm-hmm. In the end, that's what this is all about. And I think Carrie would be quick to say that it's not about her. She represents many of them. She's the she is the titular head of all things Patriot in Arizona and increasingly across the country. People love that woman, and she's an amazing person, and is going to be, you know, y'all. I think I said it on your show one time with her. That, you know, I predict that Carrie Lake will be the first female president of the United States of America. That's how impressive this person is.
Yeah, she has, she's amazing. And she says it like it is, you know. I mean, her background gave her a really good way of, you know, not being afraid. And, you know, she's, you know, they're like, oh, maybe you need to separate yourself from Donald J. Trump. She's like, I'm not going to separate myself from Donald J. Trump. Mm-hmm. They're trying to make this weird narrative that because you're attached to Donald J. Trump, we're losing. We're winning. I mean, people don't realize how many actual elections that were, by Donald J. Trump that he said, yeah, I want this guy to win or gal to win. They won. And we're winning. We need America First Patriots, and Carrie Lake certainly is one of those. And she stood there.
Absolutely.
She's been at Mar-a-Lago for quite a long time too. So maybe there's some help coming on that side too. But, you know, I'm telling you, she needs to be the governor of Arizona. I mean, I don't know. We watched that election, and I wanted to tell you this. We had Angela Staten King on yesterday, Greg. She's amazing. And she's awesome. She said, the election in 2020 is like vision. If you didn't see that there was any, foul play in 2020, you're blind. And if you're not awake now, you're not awake. And now we're seeing with another election coming to 2022, the same kind of patterns. You know, I even think Warnock lost again, but they stole it because Mark Elias sued so they could vote on Saturday, and 70,000 votes were done on Saturday. I mean, what are they... If people can't see that this is fraud, I don't know what to do. You know, we just got to keep showing them, I guess, because we couldn't tell them.
Look, I know we've said this over and over and over again, and I know, you guys are not all about sort of the detail of the tactics, and you take a much higher vision of all of this and the strategy. But I'll say this, in 2023, if this movement doesn't get in, put your phones down, put Truth Social down, put all the media down and go get your hands dirty, get busy and start cleaning these voter rolls. I mean, there are estimates that above 5 million ineligible voters. Let me be clear on that. Ineligible voters, people that have moved, people don't belong there anymore. Maybe they're dead, maybe whatever, but there are lots of dirty, voter rolls out there that have to be cleaned, and they have to be cleaned by us. You can do it locally. You can do it in your neighborhood. Go to your county. Go to your secretary of state. Find out what the process is. If we don't get these rolls cleaned in 2023, 2024, I'm predicting and telling you right now, it will be a disaster. 90% of the cheat comes from dirty voter rolls. When they ship out all of these ballots and all of this all mail-in crap or all the time mail-in stuff, and you don't live there anymore, but you live in Virginia and you get a ballot, and we wonder, well, where do the ballots come from, or how could they possibly be doing? Come on, folks, get your hands dirty. Let's get busy and let's clean this thing up. If we don't, mark my words, 2024 is going to be the biggest crap show in the history of America.
So
it's in every state.
Yeah.
By the way, I get it's in case your listeners weren't here. This is Millie, everybody.
Hi, Millie. She's so cute. Yeah, she looks like she's right on your shoulder like a parrot.
She's hanging ten.
She's a mess.
It is a very important thing that you're talking about. And, especially out here on the West Coast, it is just crazy, Greg. I mean, really, it is crazy what is going on. I've lived out here for like 7 years now. And to watch Election Day happen in Oregon, it's no different, man. It's no different than any other day. Everybody just goes along about their business. Everybody has already mailed in their vote. They even, passed this Proposition 114. That is all of these crazy red flag gun laws out here in Oregon, and talking about you can't have a firearm over 10 rounds and all of these restrictions on purchasing firearms. They can't keep them on the shelves before this stuff goes into effect. But it's just it's an example to show people how deteriorating this mail-in voting is. Like, look what they can do. They can actually upend the Second Amendment in the state of Oregon because of fake mail-in votes.
Right. Look, we start by cleaning the voter rolls. We do that. We force these legislators to make changes on that stuff. But even if you can't make those changes and you can't get rid of the drop boxes and you can't, make this a 10-year minimum sentence if you traffic ballots, even if we can't do those things legislatively, the one thing we can do as citizens is force them. Section 8 of the Voting Rights Act created all sorts of things. One of the things that it did do was it compelled the states to clean their voter rolls. They have to clean them. They don't do it. We need to fight this to the death. If we don't get these voter rolls clean, everything's done. You have to get the voter rolls clean. No matter where you live, no matter what your rules are, no matter what your state is, you got to clean. People, I'm in Alabama today, and I was talking to some friends last night at dinner, and we got this big conversation. Well, Alabama doesn't have mail-in rules, and they don't have this, and they don't have that. Well, here's what they do have. They have dirty voter rolls, and that enables all manner of nonsense. A guy named Troy Nels was running for Navy SEAL, running for sheriff, and I'm in the wrong state, but they have found ways to cheat, and they're going to do it, whether it's in Jefferson County, Alabama, Harris County, Texas, or all across this country, they have found ways to cheat. Almost all of them have to do with gathering ballots from people that are ineligible to vote.
I mean, that's huge.
Just that simple.
So, Greg, you know, just I know it's back to basics. So if I'm in any state, you know, what do we do to get these patriots that are watching right now to start looking at the voter rolls? Just contact your Secretary of State. Who do we go to?
Yeah, you can contact True the Vote, info@truethevote.org, and we'll send you the information. You can contact your Secretary of State, do a little Google work, figure out what the laws are for your state. There are federal laws that compel them to do it. There are state laws that compel them to do it. But there are also generally state laws that allow citizens to challenge someone else that's voting. So follow your laws. Like Georgia has a pretty good citizen challenge law. It was amended a couple of years in 2020, I think, or in 2021, I think. And it's even stronger now, but every state has some form or some capability for citizens to get in and help get those rolls clean. It might be through the county. It might be through the Secretary of State. It may involve some litigation. You know, this isn't going to go without passing. Look, Mark Elias and those guys, we did this. We challenged 364,000 voters along with Georgia citizens in 2020, in the runoff in 2020, 364,000 people in the runoff. And within 2 days, Stacey Abrams and Mark Elias sued us, and we're still in that suit. We're still in that suit 2 years later. When you're over the target, you're over the target. They're never going to back off of this because they know, like we do, that if those dirty voter rolls continue to remain in place, then in all of these states like Arizona and Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania and
we lost him real quick. So, you know, he'll come right back. Here he comes. Right here he comes. There he is. Go ahead, Greg. Oh, we can't hear him.
He's coming back. Here.
Let the stream catch up. Nope. Yeah.
Can't hear you. Lost him.
Refresh one more time.
One thing I was going to mention was the information that we got for Marley here on the show. If you guys didn't see what Marley was doing there in New York about the voter rolls and the unbelievable stuff that's going on there around those voter rolls, you know, I mean, this is a very important thing to be talking about, and it has a lot to do with creating awareness. I think I don't think people understand. You know, people could be mad at a machine, people could be mad at a process, but they don't really understand the voter roll aspect of this and how they're maintaining these voter rolls so that they can perpetuate the cheat.
Yeah. Yeah. Greg, how do we got you? Let's see. Yep. We still can't hear him, unfortunately. Oh, no. Oh, no. All right,
now
Greg.
Try. Go now, Greg.
All right. We better?
There you are.
There he is.
Welcome back.
All right.
Welcome back
we
to
got you.
Panel
anyway,
for
all of these states know what they're doing. They know, just like we do, that this is the heart and soul of this. We can complain all we want about machines, about software, about Connick, about anything we want. But the heart and soul of this problem are dirty voter rolls. And if we can fix those, it gets us way down the road to fixing all the rest of the stuff. It makes it much harder for them to cheat. It makes it much harder for them to do the things that they do if we can just get these voter rolls clean. And you're going to hear us harping about this over and over and over again all the way through the primaries in 2024. And it is the single most important thing that we can do. Are there other things? Yes. Are there laws that need to be changed? Of course. Do we need to vote on one day and everybody take a national voting day and go vote? Maybe. You know, maybe we do it all by paper, maybe all these things. But remember, what we've got is we've got 50 states that are all doing this differently, and they're all going to continue to do it differently. But the one thing that they all do that has to be stopped are dirty voter rolls. We have to fix that problem.
So you heard it. And I think a lot of listeners are seeing, hey, I can do that. info@truethevote.org, or just, you know, go to truethevote.org as well for more information. You know, we do have one, I'm looking at Democracy Docket. We do have one Arizona midterm election automatic recounts in the matter of November 8th general election. This is a petition for automatic recounts filed by Hobbs requesting to conduct recounts of the 2022 election for Attorney General, Superintendent of Public Instruction, and representative of the 13th State House. So this, you know, this is all post-litigated. We don't see the one yet, but we'll keep an eye out for the ones that might come from our side. Greg, thank you for that. What else do you want to say about Arizona? Is there anything else that you want to, hope, it's not over is basically what we need to say. It's not over. Keep your eyes on Arizona. Watch for the lawsuits.
Yep. The next 24 hours, I think you'll see a couple of really important, legal actions taken. And, we're, as I mentioned, we're excited about it. We're optimistic and we think that, we certainly have a chance to be heard, which is what we're all desperate for. But we also think that there are some shalls in here, some things they have to do. So we'll see how the court handles it. And, most of this initial stuff's going to be in state court, I think, and maybe a little bit in federal court. Who knows where it may end up, but there's a lot of really important, arguments that are going to be made and heard in the coming week or so.
Amen. All right. So pray for Carrie Lake, pray for the legal teams, and pray for the judges that they have some sort of semblance of logic. I mean, it was there was an obvious issue here. You can't fool the public any longer. You can't hide it anymore. It's just ridiculous. So prayers out for justice on this one. Greg, I want to flip over. We had Kino, one of our moderators out there, and she went. She lives maybe in Michigan and went over to both the Connex sites. Let me just show the audience.
They're on the ground investigator.
Yeah, on the ground. She's awesome. Here we go.
If you remember last time they had things on the windows, it is open and available and abandoned. There's nobody in here. The signs are off the walls. Nothing that says Connex. Anywhere on the signs, anywhere.
Signs gone. Also, Greg, Eugene Yu's wife, her extension is now dead. She actually worked at that university for a little while. So that was the place at the Michigan State University, and that was their headquarters at 325 East Grand River, Suite 225 East Lansing. At the Michigan State University, and that was all funded by the Michigan State University Foundation, which is interesting. Also, Greg, this is the one in Okemos, the research and development. Those windows used to have Connex signs on them, gone. The front of the building had a Connex sign, gone. Looks like there's somebody in there cleaning windows, if you see that right there. The Connex sign, gone. And see where it was, and it was actually open. It's our beautiful Kino. She said, "Hey, what's going on?"
Hello. Hi. Do you know if this suite is available?
It is not.
Oh, okay. Because I know it just became available. I was looking for somewhere for like a dog grooming business.
Yeah. No, we actually rented it out. So this whole floor is actually going to be our massage suites.
Oh, nice.
But I know, John, I don't know if I know this part of the building in particular, there's nothing available.
Okay.
But I do know that there's other areas of the building that might be.
Okay.
So if you wanted to contact him, I know his number used to be outside on a sign.
Okay, I'll look for it.
Yeah, but his name's John.
John.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
You too.
Thank you.
And there it is.
Sweet bless dream. America, guys.
That's yes, sir.
Yeah.
It was Connect that used to be here. But as soon as they moved out, we kind of moved in.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So we've been actually waiting for this one. So
you're like, come on, move out.
Yeah. So
and by the way,
nice. Thank you.
That's Kino. God bless you, Kino. And by the way, the people that are actually renting that place, they're patriots. Please understand that they are patriots that are renting out that place, and they are Americans, and they're business owners, just like what we want in America. They're trying to get their American dream. So that's Okemos. And then just to show you the outside of the Innovation Center, with the Michigan State University Foundation. This is before Connex Innovation Center Foundation, Avita Institute. That's that sign right here. Here it is right here. Avida Institute, sign removed. Innovation Center, Michigan State Foundation. Look at that. Gone. Boom.
Boom.
Wow.
Patriot Games.
Patriot Games, Greg. God bless America.
God bless America. So I thought you might like
well, it is pretty fascinating. You know, we're still in court with them, and there's still a lot of things, a lot of activity going on, I think, all over the country, and a lot of people taking a look at some, you know, some hard truths. You know, they were lied to across the board, and now they're starting to recognize the fact that the people are really, really upset about this. And I think in the end that justice will prevail. Certainly, America will. And these people that were doing this to us, you know, ultimately will, you know, if justice is served, they'll pay the price.
That's right. And we got to just keep it front of mind. You know, this is a battle, a small win. It doesn't mean that they're gone. They could be working remotely from home, which is what we kind of found out. But it is a win.
Or from China.
Exactly. Well, I said go from home.
I'm just saying. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't know.
But, you know, I can say this because we did the research that they do have, you know, a support staff in China. It never left China. And the PII was actually in China, allegedly. I said that. Greg Phillips did not. Because we did our own research, Greg. I mean, you know, after the pit, we did it ourselves. I mean, you know, this is huge. This is huge right here.
Well, it's really important too, I think, as the rest of the story begins to unfold and we start to see that, you know, how all of these pieces, I know everybody, you know, there's still a lot of the movement that, you know, really feels like we need some justice from, you know, the dominions of the world and those ES&S and all those people. And well, we haven't looked specifically at certain machines. I think I can safely say that the focus will turn toward the softwares that operate on these machines and that operate the machines. When you have in places like Maricopa County, when you have new rules set, and changes made to software that take it from, you know, a pretty fairly clean vote, not perfect, but a fairly clean vote in the primary, and then all of a sudden there are a bunch of changes sent to this code base, you know, people need to look at those kinds of things. And I think as we start to really unpack and develop, we begin to see how all these things tie together and how those ties bind each other and how America really, these aren't really our elections, guys. I mean, they are our votes, allegedly, some of them. But there are things happening all over this world. And some of these softwares that are vital to the process, are not by Americans for Americans, but they're happening to America. And I think as this reality becomes more clear, you know, there will no doubt be more court action. There will no doubt be more citizen-led groups demanding transparency. And as soon as we're, you know, out from under some of the some of the challenges we're facing from these bogus suits that have been filed against us, I think America will be, you know, or at least, you know, not our side. I mean, most of our side believes what I'm saying or what we've been saying, but there's a lot of America that's on the fence right now about whether this is real or whether this is true or all these things are happening. But I'm telling you guys, everything we've said is real. Everything we've said is true. They're not going to be able to get out of this. The server that housed all of this data was and is in China. It is the same server that manages the Chinese elections. And it's just true. You may not like it. You may not whatever, but this is what happens. When you combine that with other softwares that have internal handshakes, passwordless handshakes, from server to server, company to company, software to software. And you begin to see the bigger picture that it's not just about, you know, Konik. It's about other entities and other groups and other softwares that are plugged into this. It's going to blow people's minds, and rightly so. That said, we still have to clean the voter rolls. We can't rely on one thing. We can't rely on the software being out of the way, because it may not be. We have to fight back with everything we have on every single front. It's not about one thing. It's not about the machines. It's not about the software. It's not about dirty voter rolls. It's about all of them.
The whole process.
We as a movement, exactly. This is a broken process. The fraud has been institutionalized, and it's up to us now to fix it. It's up to us. Well, we know what's happening. We have to fix it.
Our vote is the keystone of this country. A real vote, a real election. I mean, that's, you know, all this other stuff is just noise. Where the rubber hits the road is our vote, guys, and they've taken it away from us. Shady.
Yeah, I was just going to say real quick, a great point that Greg was making there, and I think you were talking about the amount of Americans that are still kind of like not sure, like, is this really going on, or is it just something to not pay attention to? But what we're currently seeing play out with the Twitter files and what they're showing over there, you know, this is going to lead into the whole COVID thing. It's going to obviously lead into the election thing. But you know what they were doing, and now people can, you know, now that Elon is sort of, maybe he's not showing everything, but he's opening it up where people can see what they were doing behind the scenes. They were acting like, oh, this wasn't going on. They were acting like nobody knew anything. There was nothing we could do to your account. We can't get all this stuff off the platform. And then all of a sudden Elon comes in and he starts to show people what they were really doing and the way that they're willing to lie in public. And I think that helps us a lot for people to kind of get past that little mind barrier, oh, they wouldn't do that to us, into, wait a minute, what could they possibly be doing to us? And I think that kind of helps in this moment right now.
I agree, Shady. And listen, I think that the other thing that's going to happen here, look, we know that the haters are going to hate, and they always do, right? And they're going to get on their hate parade here. You know, there won't be any Christmas parades. There will be hate parades, and they're going to start banging on all of us. Every one of us that's telling truth, whether it's the MG show or Patriot Games, me, you, everybody across the board is going to get trashed. They're going to start lying again. You're going to see the George Webbs of the world popping up with, you know, all manner of nonsense and lies. I hear that the Dallas Morning News and ProPublica is about to publish an entire pack of lies about something that I was involved in. And that's what they're going to do, right? They now know that they're busted. So the only thing they know to do is obfuscate the truth, lie about it, misinformation, disinformation, and it's going to amp up in a major way.
Yeah. Instead of attacking what you've actually proven and have as the information, they attacked our characters. We're tired of that. There's got to be a new precedence going forward. You know, people have a path, you know, and this isn't people, you know, there's people that I know that had a pretty bad past, and they've overcome it, and they found God, they found Jesus, they've turned their ways, and they've learned, and that's how they take their footsteps of failure and turn that into not a failure, you know, if you learn from your mistake.
Absolutely. We're being even more aggressive with some of these out and out lies. I mean, we sent our lawyers to meet with some of these reporters and said, listen, if you publish these lies, we're coming to get you.
Good.
And they'll still do it, but you know, at least we've put them on notice that you know that you're lying, and if you publish it, we're coming to get you. And while I don't advocate that for everybody, I mean, we're tired of it, right? I mean, the Washington Post has written like 20 articles about the movie. We've got all manner of lawsuits out there. One of the lawsuits that somebody was telling me, or I think it was Catherine's telling me the other day, but one lawsuit that we're in about whether or not we defamed someone in the movie or something like that. I'm not even sure. I haven't read it, so I don't know what it's all about. But I learned that they have 7 law firms coming after us. 7 law firms on this one little suit coming after us. And it brings me back to the Konik thing. It makes you wonder, who's paying for this Konik suit, right? I mean, surely he's not. I mean, he's moving out of his offices and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I kind of wonder who's paying for it, which brings me to my final point. Sometimes, people, discovery is your friend. Mm-hmm. And I promise you that if we are able to get into discovery with some of these people and find out who's paying for all this crap, who's doing all of this, who's making up all these lies, we're going to use discovery to expose some of these people for what they've done. And I frankly look forward to it.
Yeah. Somebody's like, what's his name? George Webb doesn't have any receipts. The guy is a clown. He lied before. And there's been people that died that was around him too, guys. He is not fun. He's not funny. He's not a great journalist. Steer clear of George Webb. I mean, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but the guy's a clown. Sorry. I mean,
He's been on the scene for years now. He's on my radar for a couple of decades. The guy just makes stuff up out of thin air, tries to make himself the center of the story, and then he defames and attacks other people while he's doing it. So yeah, I mean, George Webb does not bring a whole lot of receipts, guys.
Yeah,
Greg, I don't keep up with any of it. And I've blocked most all of these people, and I'm not on any of the other platforms, so I don't see any of it. But just think, people. I've been in the public eye for 40 years. 40 years. Do you really think that George Webb is going to come up with some evidence that I was part of Abscom and that I was? It defies all logic.
So that's great, George Webb. Now, what about what he's actually saying? Eugene Yu is a Chinese spy. Let's focus on that instead of trying to demoralize people who actually have information. It's happened to Shady and I for the last 4 years. Apparently I wear red shoes in 2016 because I walked a mile in her shoes with a place called Safe Space that, I gave money to an organization that helps battered women get away from their narcissistic husbands and boyfriends. Now I'm bad. Yeah. It's just ridiculous, the things that people put out there. To try to demoralize
you guys know this. I've been unabashed about my career, a lifetime full of trying to help old people and kids. And, if there's a big hurricane or a big earthquake somewhere and there's a bunch of kids and old people that are hurt and need help, it's more than likely that I will end up there. Don't like that, I don't give a shit.
A lot of people don't understand this, Greg. I mean, even in Iraq, these people were just people like you and I. They were in the middle of corruption and bad governments and under the thumb of Saddam Hussein, who's controlled by the same people that act like they're at war. There are innocent people in harm's way, and we will fight for them. Just like here in the U.S., there's innocent people in harm's way. We'll fight for them, too.
And that's you're exactly right. And I would just add to that, that when we pulled out of Afghanistan, obviously, we lost 13 amazing heroes and servicemen. Everybody knows about that. But what you may or may not know is all of these female judges that were put in place while we were over there occupying and fighting in Iraq, all of those female judges, many of them have been murdered. There are different groups trying to get them out and extract them. We've been involved in some of that. So you guys go ahead, all you haters, go ahead and mark that down. Yes. Well, I helped extract female judges from Afghanistan that were going to be murdered by the Taliban. Yes, I did it. Come get me. So, let's see what else. There are old people, and kids that, allegedly were in harm's way in Ukraine during all the bombing, and we did help get a few old folks out. But what I also learned when I went over there was the level of corruption and the number of people who have their hands out right now in Ukraine is so bad, and it's because of us. Both of those are because of us. It's what we did in Afghanistan, and it's what we've done in Ukraine. We've injected $60 billion into their system. We've asked them and helped them and support them to build these BS propaganda machines where they show, supposedly a hospital that's been a women's and maternity hospital that was bombed. Well, it was out of business. Yeah, it was bombed, But there weren't any people in there. That's the reason only a handful of people were killed. And so it goes on and on and on. And so they take all the lies, all the corruption that the Biden administration and other grifters have done to destroy countries, to destroy people, most specifically to destroy the lives of women and children. And if you don't, and old people, and if you don't like that, that I want to try to help those people, I don't give a shit. I don't care. You write anything right. you want about it. You say anything you want about me. I don't care. I will continue to do it. I've done it my whole life. I will always do it. If there are little babies that are hurting and there are little babies that are injured, we as Christians are compelled to go help. You're compelled to.
We have an obligation.
And if you just want.
Exactly.
And you have an absolute, a moral and spiritual obligation. You have an obligation to God to go help. And if you're not willing to do that, I'm not for you. And if you're going to bang Neither on me about it, bring it on, guys. Bring it on.
Yeah.
I will fight this to the death.
Yeah, and that's what Shady and I have been doing. I mean, these wrap-up smears that we have foisted upon us. But you know what? Let's talk about what the information I have instead. You know, okay, I wore red. Yeah. Come on, let's
go. They never
let's
want that.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. Just,
so that's why there's got to be a new precedent, guys. The new precedent is, you know, no matter if you like that person or not, let's look at their information and see if it's good or not.
Amen.
I mean, you know, yeah, that's got to be, because there's people that had a shady past. Sorry, Shady, not you. But just, I hate using that word. It's my buddy.
right under the bus.
So, Greg,
I need to change Shady's name. Shady, can I change your name? I'm going to give Shady a new nickname.
Sonny.
Sonny. We'll find something.
I'm going to like it. It keeps everybody off balance.
Greg, I had a surprise for you, but she's running a little late, and she's still at her father's doctor's appointment. Catherine says hello. She's still here.
That would have been great.
She was going to come in today. I got chills. We're going to surprise you yet again. Still busy, but you know, family before anything. I mean, Catherine, we love you so much. You're such a hero, and you mean a lot to this show and the people out here. And let's just pray for Catherine's father and make sure everything.
I don't know if we'd be in this situation if it wasn't for Catherine somehow keeping Greg straight over there, keeping him on the straight and narrow. I think that she might be to thank for that. I'm not real sure exactly.
Can you imagine how difficult that job is? On the straight
no, I cannot. I cannot.
My poor mother went to her grave trying to do it.
Oh, you should see Mama Matrix. She's traumatized with PTSD with me growing up with me. I tell you that right now.
I am the ultimate Mama Tried guy. I mean, I think Merle Haggard wrote that song about me. Mama Tried.
I love it.
She did the best she could.
You know, we're going to be leaving Brighton.tv here in about 3 minutes. We love you, Brighton.tv. We'll be continuing the show on MG Show on Rumble, rumble.com/MG Show, if you want to go check us live. We're always on Red State Talk Radio. Just use your spy device. Tune in to Red State Talk Radio, and you can hear us at 12:05, 10:05, and 6:05 a.m. Eastern Times. And you've got our podcast, and also this show will be archived on rumble.com/MG Show, and you can always come find it. What do you think, Greg, about the that WNBA dude that we traded for the Merchant of Death?
It's a dude.
I don't even have words for it. The person that we turned back over to them is a death merchant.
Yeah,
a death merchant. So, yes, so there's some drug addict. You know, whatever she is, he is, I don't even know. And we traded a death merchant, somebody that is responsible for the death of tens of thousands of people. And we traded that for a person who is actually guilty of bringing drugs into their country. But it's Russia, guys. I mean, you got to follow their rules. I mean, just like when I go to places, right. I mean, I have to follow their rules.
Do I want to carry
my gun when I go to certain states? Yeah. Or to certain countries. Sure. I'd love to carry my gun everywhere I go, but I have to make other arrangements to deal with that because it's their laws, not ours. She knew what she was doing. She knew what she was getting into. She didn't like it after the fact. And now she's, now somehow we, you know, how many people are going to die because of that transaction?
Yeah. And, you know, where's Paul Whelan? Right. I mean, Paul Whelan is still sitting in jail in Russia, and that's who we should have traded for. I mean, Paul Whelan, that guy is a hero.
Amen. but what did we do? Yeah. So
we got a woke, you know, WNBA.
Pray for Paul, because, you know, I don't know what happens from here for Paul. I mean, I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't either. They're not thinking about him. He actually was able to release a call. He got some a message out yesterday, which was kind of interesting that they allowed that to come out to the American people. But you're talking about a guy who literally was like shoving AK-47s out of airplanes over war zones to give the opposite group of fighters more ability to fight. You know, I mean, like this is an unbelievable exchange that just occurred. And again, I'm hoping that it's painting a clearer picture for people to see what the administration is really about.
And Shady, it's just in time for, you know, the $20 more billion that were given to Ukraine in weapons. I think we lost Greg again. But wow. Interesting.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it is. Go ahead. That was a good point you were making. No, I was just saying that was a good point you were making right there. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if we lost Greg or not, but I just wanted to play this. This is Brian Mast. There's people. He had a rescue mission yesterday. Let me just let him tell you.
So this is a WTF moment here in the House of Representatives. People move in offices, and this is apparently where Representative Shelia Jackson Lee keeps her American flag, her POW flag, in the garbage can, in the trash. That's her idea of appropriate for moving the American flag. WTF. What the hell is wrong with these people?
So Shelia Jackson Lee is moving offices, and that's how she respects the flag, Shady Group. They hate America.
Wow. Good God. These people are so disgusting. I'm telling you what, man.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know if we get Greg back or, you know, we're pretty much done through the hour. He probably had to go anyways. Yeti?
Yeah, no.
Okay, gotcha.
I think we lost. I think he's gone.
We got him.
Wow. Big thank you.
Big thank you to Greg Phillips.
Thank you. Yeah. And to Catherine Engelbrecht and the whole team. It isn't just the two of them. You know, they have their team, and their team is under assault. We all need to think and pray and keep Greg and Catherine in our prayers, as well as their whole team. Cover their whole team with prayer, because what they're doing is outside of the box of anything I've seen anybody else try to do in this country to get to the truth. And we have to support the people that are trying to get to the truth. Do we always get exactly to the truth? Maybe not, but we still keep going until we can find it. And that's what they're doing. That's what we do here at the MG show as well. We don't really bring you guys a lot of stuff that or any stuff that we can't prove. And I think that fits a little bit in with what Jeff is saying there about a new precedent needing to be set going forward. You know, we can't continue to be awash in this mind control, brainwashing, social engineering nightmare that we're in.
That's right. And again, let me just show you this, Shady. It says trash right on it, Shady. Move 118th Congress, Jackson Lee, from 226 RHOB to 2314. And look at that, Shady. It's actually in a garbage can.
Oh, that hurts. That's hard to even look at. That picture is hard to look at, dude.
There was a time when these United States of America, one nation under God, was united under the American flag, a flag that was carried in battle by brave patriots as a symbol of freedom and justice for all, no matter race, religion, or background, a beacon of hope when flown, a mark of respect to the memory of those who willfully sacrificed their lives to defend. That is our flag, Shady Groove.
And it shouldn't be put in a trash can, ever. For any reason.
That one really made me mad, I tell you. I saw that this morning. Next hour, Shady, we're going to go into the Twitter files. We're going to go into some Twitter files. We're going to go, oh man, we got so much on the Twitter files. It might be the whole hour. We don't know. I've got some old video, pretty damning of Jack Dorsey. Oh, maybe he was a hero. No, you're going to find out that he blatantly lied to Congress. He's not a hero. Oh, but he's no pizza. Yeah, but he's pasta. You guys, it's ridiculous. the narratives. Jack knowingly knew and lied to Congress, to Ted Cruz specifically. We're going to show you that in hour number two. But before we go any further, we're going to take a short commercial break. 5 minutes. Just take five. Get your comfy cozies on. Get your flannel on. Shady.
Right back.
Take it away for hour number two, brother. Boom.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words. In the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to bring you my biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases, only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. We also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. We even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all at the biggest discounts ever. I know my bedding products are perfect for you, and I'm extending my money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code, and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, for as low as $29.98. Get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to hold physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900. Gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Call us deplorable, and we love the name. Got the bodies in the dirt, needing someone to blame. A patch of a greed and money to spare. They put the dollars in the coffers and the lies in the air. Well, we got one, we got all. I won't push you down, you won't.
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Matrix Groom Show on RedState.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio. Go to InTheMatrix3X.com. We can hear you.
We have been taught lies. Reality is not at all what we perceive it to be. We cannot survive any longer by hanging on to the falsehoods of the past. Reality must be discerned at all costs if we are to be a part of the future. Truth must prevail in all instances, no matter who it hurts or helps, if we are to continue to live upon this earth. At this point, what we want may no longer matter. It is what we must do to ensure our survival that counts. The old way is in the certain process of destruction, and a new world order is beating down the door. If we do not act in concert with each other and ensure that the future becomes what we need it to be, then we will surely deserve whatever fate awaits us. Human beings are machines, levers which may be grasped and turned. And there is little real difference between automating a society and automating a shoe factory. Those who will not use their brains are no better off than those who have no brains. You can no longer pretend innocence. Your denial of the conspiracy will fall on deaf ears. You must accept that you have been cattle, and the ultimate consequence of being cattle, which is slavery. History is replete with whispers of secret societies. Accounts of elders or priests who guarded the forbidden knowledge of ancient people. Prominent men meeting in secret who directed the course of civilization are recorded in the writings of all people. The situation in which we find ourselves is due to our own actions or inactions over the last 44 years. Because it is our own fault, we are the only ones who can change future events. Education seems to me to be a major part of the solution. The remaining part is the abolition of secrecy. Through ignorance or misplaced trust, we as a people have abdicated our role as the watchdog of our government. If we had done our jobs as citizens, we would never have reached this point. Most of us are completely ignorant as to even the most basic functions of our government. We have truly become a nation of sheep. And sheep are always eventually led to slaughter. The New World Order will be a totalitarian socialist system. We will be slaves shackled to a cashless system of economic control.
So, Mr. Cooper, are there larger numbers of people all the time who are receptive to your message and who are thinking a little bit more deeply and critically about these fundamental issues of government and politics that perhaps they did not give as much thought to in the past?
Oh, yes. In fact, I never dreamed that I would make such an impact. When I first began what I'm doing now, which was many years ago, I was lucky if I could travel 1,000 miles and collect 3 people in somebody's living room.
Again, the truth is the truth, whether we like it or not. I have a feeling we're going to have a Q Lounge Live this weekend, Sunday, 8 p.m. Shady Groove. This is a pretty good, you know, video. Maybe you'll play it again. I don't know, but I love this video. We have to tell the truth, reality. Their perception is not reality. The truth is reality. With the social engineering that's going on out there, Shady, I mean, we need to talk about it. Shady.
Yeah, we do. And that is what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about that on Sunday night, the social engineers, to give you guys a little bit of background so that you to help you understand it better, to better explain it to other people. But what Bill Cooper says there is so very critical to this moment that you see, where you see all the people, remember, you know, all the people that are out there that are saying, oh, it's all lost. There's nothing that we could do. We're not going to do anything until the 2020 is fixed. Not going to do this. All this type of talk that is going on out there. And what that indicates is that person is not taking responsibility. Everybody. Very, very simple. Yeah. It indicates that that person is not taking responsibility for their future, for their life, or for their past. And what Bill Cooper says there, you know, if we did our jobs, we wouldn't be in this situation. Okay. So that indicates that we didn't do our jobs and we have to do something a little bit different, something new, not what we've been doing. So the people that are doing that are doing something other than their job, and we need to redirect them into understanding that this is our job. America is every person who cares about hers job every day.
It's our duty.
Yes, sir.
To fight for your God-given rights, which the Constitution was written under and for and about. Guys, you know, us giving in to these mandates by some man.
We're supposed to fight for everybody else's rights, not just our own. We're supposed to fight for everybody's rights to be equal. That's what we're supposed to be fighting for, not for my right where I've been, you know, pushed aside or something. That's very personal. It's kind of selfish. We should fight for everyone to have the equal opportunity to freedom. That's what America is supposed to be about.
Yeah, and if Brittany Griner, that dude from the WNBA, wants to be that dude, that's his or her right. That doesn't bother us. Nope. You know, that's what we're fighting for you to be who you want to be, as long as you don't harm me.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
well, and yeah, and this, as long as you don't harm our children, too.
Well, you know, me meaning we the people, you know,
yes, sir.
You know, maybe just go out a little bit, about that. But, you know, what happened with your alleged president, Shady Groove? Is disgusting. This is a flashback. Okay, I'm going to take you back. This is
okay.
Joe Biden swapped out Brittany Griner, WNBA woke political figure, for this.
Past week, they brought him to New York to face terrorism charges. Tonight, those at the heart of Operation Relentless, a sting that spanned three continents, tell the story behind it for the first time.
Victor Boot, in my eyes, is one of the most dangerous men on the face of the earth.
On the face of the earth.
Without a doubt. AK-47s, not by the thousands, but by the tens of thousands.
So he weaponizes civil war in Africa.
He transformed these young adolescent warriors into insidious, mindless, maniacally driven killing machines that operated with assembly line efficiencies.
This has indicted him on four terror-related charges, including conspiracy to kill Americans. What makes him a threat to the United States?
He is a shadow facilitator. He's arming not only designated terrorist groups, insurgent groups, but he's also arming very powerful drug trafficking cartels around the globe.
This is the Lord of War, the merchant of death.
Right.
And you've got him in your hands.
Right. He's in custody. It's a great feeling.
Yeah. Now, Joe Biden swapped that with that. Oh my God.
Good trade. We definitely would not want that guy trading your NFL team or your, I mean, like this. It's another notch in our belt, guys. I know it looks horrible, but it is that you talk about waking people up. Things like this wake up normies. It just does. The whole Twitter thing, like I was saying earlier, it wakes up normies. It's horrible, but you know what are you going to do?
So Donald Trump Jr. posted exactly what I was thinking. Has anyone pointed out we are sending arms to Ukraine and arms dealers to Russia?
Exactly. Equal opportunity.
You know, oh my God. So this is the in the House of Representatives. This is a big win, guys. The U.S. military vaccine mandate has been revoked in the House. Obviously, that has to go. But this is a big win. But they also passed an $858 billion defense bill that scraps the military vaccine, right? We get that. But it also has money for Ukraine in it, just as you know, and then we got the arms dealer back to Russia. I mean, this is insane, but let's watch this real quick, Shady Groove. This is a big win. for the House to remove motion to suspend the rules.
The yeas are 350. The nays are 80. Two-thirds being in the affirmative. The rules are suspended and the resolution is agreed to. And without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
So that's actually pretty big news. The vaccine mandate ending for the military just passed the House.
Yeah, and we need to think about some of these people that were thrown out of the military need to be brought back as well if this progresses properly, because there is a ton of stories out there, man. Let me think about the stories that we've heard in the last year and a half about servicemen not wanting this and stepping away from their service.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that actually did, step away, Shady. There's also people that reluctantly took it.
They did. They took it because they were forced to, and then you trickle that down into the police and the fire departments and the other jurisdictions around the country, and look what they did there, too. You know, good men and women walked away because they didn't want to take this jab, and some good men and women took it because they couldn't walk away out of their own out of their own circumstances. Not everybody can just not work.
So let's get into the Twitter threads now, Shady Groove. This is Barry Weiss. Okay. Let's just see who Barry is. She's founder and editor for the Free Press at the FP. Okay. She did a thread. This is the Twitter Files Part 2, the secret blacklists of Twitter. Let me just go here. So this is one. New Twitter Files investigation reveals that teams of Twitter employees built blacklists, prevent disfavored tweets from trending, and actively limit the visibility of the entire accounts or even trending topics all in secret without informing the users. Twitter once had a mission, quote, to give everyone the power to create and share ideas and information instantly without barriers. End quote. Along the way, barriers nevertheless were erected. This is a three. Take, for example, Stanford's Dr. J. Shady?
Bhattacharya?
Yeah, Bhattacharya, thank you, who argued that COVID lockdowns would harm children. Twitter secretly placed him on a trends blacklist, which prevented his tweets from trending. So, here it is. Recent abuse strike. They've got a trends blacklist and a strike count zero, but he's active. And he's the professor of Stanford School of Medicine, Health Policy, Infectious Disease, and COVID, Health, Economic, Science, Freedom. So he's actually a doctor, Shady, saying that children are going to be harmed from the lockdowns.
Yes, he was. And he was one of the first voices to go straight up against Dr. Anthony Fauci in public, one of the leading scientists in his field.
Wow. So number four, or consider the popular right-wing talk show host Dan Bongino, who at one point was slapped with a search blacklist. Verified, active, notification strike, search blacklist right here. Twitter Blue verified, multiple accounts, strike count zero, NSFW view. They put him on NSFW, Shady. And SPMA, whatever that means, public enemy number one, joined 2011, 12 years, planet banned by YouTube. Bongino, that's what he said in his thing. That's his. But there it is, Shady. They're putting him on a search blacklist. So you can't even search the name. Boy, I think I was on one of those too, Shady.
Me too.
Yeah. I don't know where the thread went. Where did it go? She has more. Where is it?
I don't know. Click on the number four there above. If you click on it, it'll open it up, I think. Or click on
three,
one of them. It should open.
Four, five. There it is. So Twitter set the account of conservative activist Charlie Kirk to do not amplify. So here he is right here. Verified, active, recent abuse strike, notifications spike, multiple accounts, strike count zero. Do not amplify NSFW, not safe for work view, and other two, which is interesting. I want to find out what the others are. Right? So let's go back down to six.
I just saw that too.
Yeah. Six, Twitter denied that it does not, that it does such things. In 2018, Twitter's Vijaya Gadde, the head of legal policy and trust, and Kayvon Bakepour, head of product, said, quote, "We do not shadow ban," they added, quote, "and we certainly don't shadow ban based on political viewpoints or ideology."
Yeah, right. Good one.
What many people call shadow banning, Twitter executives and employees call visibility filtering, or VF. Multiple high-level sources confirmed its meaning. So basically, when you ask somebody, do you shadow ban people? They can say no, because they actually are wordsmithing it and saying it's called visibility filtering, Shady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah. Think about visibility filtering as a way of for us to suppress what people see to different levels. It's a very powerful tool, one senior Twitter employee told us. VF refers to Twitter's control over visibility. It used VF to block searches of individual users, to limit the scope of particular tweets, discoverability to block selected users' posts from ever appearing on trending page, and from inclusion in hashtag searches, all without the user's knowledge. Quote, we control visibility.
All happened to us.
Quote, we control visibility quite a bit, and we control the amplification of your content quite a bit, and normal people do not know how much we do, one Twitter engineer told us. Two additional Twitter employees confirmed that statement. 12, the group that decided whether to limit the reach of certain user names was Strategic Response Team, Global Escalation Team, or the SRT-GET, G-E-T. It often handled up to 200 cases a day. 13, Shady.
But there existed a level beyond official ticketing, beyond the rank and file moderators following the company's policy on paper. That is the Site Integrity Policy. Policy Escalation Support, known as SIPPES. Number 14, the secret group included Head of Legal Policy and Trust, Vijaya Gadde, the Global Head of Trust and Safety, Joel Roth, subsequent CEOs, Jack Dorsey, and Parag Agrawal. I can't remember how you say his last name. He was the guy in charge over there. Agrawal, yeah, okay. And others. This is where the biggest, most politically sensitive decisions got made. Oh, not just by the underlings. Think high follower account, controversial, controversial. Another Twitter employee told us for these there would be no ticket or anything.
One now, of the I accounts just point this out right here is the secret group included Vijaya. It included the head of safety and trust and safety, Yoel, and subsequent CEOs, Jack Dorsey, narrative setters. Jack Dorsey knew.
Oh, you mean he wasn't an innocent bystander?
Zero pizza.
Oh.
So screw the narrative setters on True Social. Jack is not good. He knowingly lied. He knew all about this, but he's a hero.
Yeah, exactly right. Thanks for making that point, because there's a lot of garbage chatter out there in the political social media atmosphere. Number 16, one of the accounts, and we all know about this, that rose to the level of scrutiny was Libs of TikTok, an account that was on the trends blacklist and was designated as, quote, do not take action on user without consulting with SIPPES. And this account is so interesting because this account is an account that literally just shows content that the left puts up on their platforms. Like the Libs of TikTok does not generate their own content. They just show you what other morons are doing. And look at the focus that they were giving that account. Look at all of those tags on that one.
High profile active, notification spike, trends blacklist, recent abuse strike, Twitter blue verified, multiple accounts, strike count two, high profile, not safe for work view, and others, Shady. But look at this. Do not take action on user without consulting with SIPPES. Look at this. Really, this is it. Look at this right here. This is the category: timeline, spaces, live videos, communities, guano. That's bat poop. Email, phone, list, direct. I mean, I'm just looking at their tool here. Very interesting. Guano. I don't want to be a bat, Shady.
Oh, well, you just were.
Sorry, Shady. I just flew away. Here I come.
Oh, come on back, Jeff. Come back.
I'm back.
All right.
All right.
You want to go to Jay. Number 17? The account, which Chaya Rashik began in November of 2020 and now boasts over 1.4 million followers, was subjected to 6 suspensions in 2022 alone. Think about those suspensions running up to the election. Rashik says that each time that she was blocked from posting for as long as a week. Number 18, Twitter repeatedly informed Rashik that she had been suspended for violating Twitter's policy against hateful content. So they're eliminating her posts, calling it hateful content, whenever all she's doing is posting idiots of the left. So interesting way to spin that. But in the internal SIPPES memo from October of 2022, after her 7th suspension, the committee acknowledged that LTT had not directly engaged in behavior violative of the hateful conduct policy. And then she gives us a graphic of the policy.
Recommends placing libs of TikTok, LTT, 1.3 million followers not verified, in a 7-day timeout. At the account level, meaning not for a specific tweet, based on the account's continued pattern of indirectly violating Twitter's hateful conduct policy by tweeting content that either leads or intends to incite harassment against individuals and institutions that support LGBTQ communities. At this time, site policy has not found explicitly violative tweets, which would result in a permanent suspension of the account. This type of information action, repeated 7-day timeouts on the account at the account level, will not lead to permanent suspension. However, should LTT engage in any other direct tweet level violations of any site's policies, we will move forward with permanent suspension assessment. Since its most recent timeout, while LTT has not directly engaged in behavior violative of hateful conduct policy, the user has continued targeting individuals, allies, supporters of the LGBTQIA plus community for alleged misconduct, targeting at least one of these institutions. I mean, whatever. I mean, it's them. It's these people. It's posting what they post on another platform that encourages it. It's just odd.
And look at the rules that they're using to get rid of it. I mean, you know, they can't use those rules to get rid of the child pornography or the other disgusting stuff on Twitter, but they can get rid of libs of TikTok for showing you what the triggered left is doing. Number 20, the committee justified her suspensions internally by claiming her posts encouraged online harassment of hospitals and medical providers, by insinuating that gender-affirming healthcare is equivalent to child abuse or grooming. You understand the virtue signal here. They're virtue signaling from on high. This is why your founders wanted free speech, ladies and gentlemen, because of the way people can contaminate a conversation. Number 21, compare this to what happened. Oh, I don't know. I've got it up here on – there you go.
Go.
Number 21, compare this to what happened when Rashik herself was doxxed on November 21st, 2022. A photo of her home with her address was posted in a tweet. It garnered more than 10,000 likes. And when she told Twitter that her address had been disseminated, she says Twitter support responded with the message, quote, we reviewed the report content and didn't find it to be in violation of the Twitter rules. No action was taken. The doxing tweet is still up. And they did this to a huge amount of patriots as well. Whenever, going back 3 or 4 years ago, tons of people were getting doxed and getting their information put up on Twitter, and Twitter was pretending like they didn't care, didn't see it.
Fine. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Number 23, in internal Slack messages, Twitter employees spoke of using technicalities to restrict the visibility of tweets and subjects. Here's Joel Roth, Twitter's then global head of trust and safety, in a direct message to a colleague in early 2021. And he says, A lot of times, SI has used technicality spam enforcements as a way to solve a problem created by safety under enforcing their policies, which again isn't a problem per se, but it keeps us from addressing the root cause of the issue, which is that our safety policies need some attention.
Who elected that guy?
I don't know, but he's still there, I think.
6 days later, in a direct message with an employee on health misinformation, privacy, and identity research team, Roth, UL Roth, requested more research to support expanding, quote, non-removal policy interventions like disabling engagements and de-amplification visibility filtering. Here's the message from the Twitter Slack. One of the biggest areas I'd love to research support it on is the non-removal policy interventions like disabling engagements and de-amplification of visibility filtering. The hypothesis underlying much of what we've implemented is that if exposure to, e.g., misinformation directly causes harm, we should use remediations that reduce exposure, and limiting the spread of virality of content is a good way to do that by just reducing prevalence overall. We got Jack on board with implementing this for civic integrity in the near term. We got Jack on board. But we're going to need to make more robust case to get this into our repertoire of policy remediations, especially for the other policies domains. So I'd love to research POV point of view on that. So he's asking research's point of view. Shady.
Number, where are we at? 26, right?
Five.
He added, we got Jack on board with implementing this for us.
Sorry.
No, 25. Oh, sorry. Roth wrote, the hypothesis underlying much of what we've implemented is that if exposure to misinformation directly causes harm, we should use remediations that reduce exposure, and limiting the spread virality of content is a good way to do that. He added, we got Jack on board with implementing this for civic integrity in the near term, but we're going to need to make more robust case to get this into our repertoire of policy remediations, especially for other policy domains. So they're already talking about spreading this out and using it all over the place. There is more to come on the story, which was reported by these four Twitter accounts here and the team at VFP or The Free Press at VFP on Twitter. Keep up with the unfolding story here and our brand new website, VFP.com on number 27 and then 28. The authors have broad and expanding access to Twitter's files. The only condition we agreed to was that the material be published first on Twitter. We are just getting started on our reporting. Documents cannot tell the whole story here. A big thank you to everyone who has spoken to us so far. And if you are a current or former Twitter employee, we'd love to hear from you. Please write tips@thefp.com.
And it looks like Matt Taibbi will have the next installment, Shady Groove.
Wow, man, talk about upending a bunch of lies that we've been listening to from the establishment. And they did a lot of lying, Jeff. They were all over the place making stuff up.
So my account in the Matrix with 3X's.com is still permanently suspended. I was also probably on that list somewhere, Shady Groove. Let me just go to right here. Let's go to topics, lists, creator studio, professional tools, settings and support, settings and privacy, Twitter ads, creator studio, analytics. Let's go to analytics, Shady. This was my 28-day summary. Apparently, I've got 1,400 tweet impressions. It's up 117. I have no idea. Profile visits are up 39%. Look at this, Shady. So if you look at, let's just go back. Let's go down and start all the way from the beginning from my first tweet, Shady. This is pretty interesting. If you're on Twitter, free at In the Matrix with three X's, at Elon, at free and free at Shady Groove with three O's, at Elon. But, you know, we were actually having a lot of people not finding me and not finding my tweets, but they'd actually come to my page, Shady. Right. And I'm just going to show you a little bit about, you know, what happened and the growth. My first my first tweet was in December of 2017. It got 1,500 impressions and one new follower, Shady. January 2018, I had 1.36 million impressions with 2,000 new followers, Shady. February 2018, I had 5.04 million with 2,218 new followers. Oh, March, we're starting to grow a little bit. 14 million with 5,096 followers. Here we go. Ooh, April, 44.6 million tweet impressions with 12.7 thousand new followers. May of 2018, I had 28.5 million tweet impressions with another 7,000 followers. June 2018, 15.8 million, Shady, tweet impressions down. Look at, see, they're starting to play with me here. 3.636 new followers. 15.7 million tweet impressions in July 2018, 5,700. August, 22.7 million followers impressions, 4.1 new followers. September 2018, Shady, 21.4 million impressions, 7,056 new followers. October 2018, 13 million tweet impressions with 2,300 new followers. Now you're going to see I'm starting to grow a little bit. 14.7, 4.2 thousand followers. December 28, 31.2 million, 20,000 new followers. Okay. Whoops. Have to suppress them. 2019 January, 17.7 million, 2,000 followers. February 19th, 17.3 million, 2.4 thousand. March, 26.7 million, 5.6 thousand. April of 2019, 10.9 million tweet impressions, 1.4 thousand new followers. May, 9.4 million impressions. Look at that. Negative 1,700. Oh, I got that's 10 million, 305, Shady. June 2019, 20.9 million impressions, 2,800. August 2019, 12 million, 1.6 thousand new followers. But, you know, I'm just going to keep going to where it starts growing a little bit bigger. But look at, it's we're now at March 2020, April 2020, looking through these, 38 million, June, 38 million, 8,000 new followers. Here's a big one, July 2020, 40.5 million impressions, 30.8 thousand new followers. August 2020, 46.4 million tweet impressions, 28.9 thousand followers. September 2020, 58.3 million tweet impressions, 14,000 new followers. October 2020, 49.1 million, 8,000 new followers. November 20, 84.1 million, 9,639 new followers. Look at December, 94.6 million, 18,000 followers new. January 2021, 48 million tweet impressions and 3.3 thousand followers. And then we got kicked off, Shady.
Pretty insane whenever you stand back and look at it.
You know, what's interesting, Shady, is that on this, they used to show us how many, I'm getting an echo back. They used to show us how many people viewed your profile, and it was in the millions, guys, because they had to come directly to my profile. I can say that again. But wow, just wanted to show you that. Free at In the Matrix to Elon Musk, free at Shady Groove, both with three X's and three O's, at In the Matrix with three X's, and at Shady Groove with three O's to Elon, please, guys. Shady.
And right there, we just showed you the proof. You know, what the Twitter files, what they revealed right there was exactly what we were talking about, exactly what we were discussing 2-3 years ago, with what was going on out there amongst the Patriots. It was an anomaly in the media. If you remember, the media were consistently gaslighting us and telling us that, oh, there's really no one being shadow banned. These people that are talking about being censored off of social media, well, they're just crazy. They don't really understand anything about the rules and the regulations, and more than likely they're racist anyway. That was kind of what was coming from the media. Right now we're focused in on Twitter. This is not just about Twitter. From what Q explained to us, that the algorithm was developed and deployed on the Twitter's platform, but also deployed on the other platforms as well, i.e. Facebook, YouTube, and Google. These names need to start getting louder, or people need to start getting louder about some of these names going forward, because it is not just Twitter. We're zoomed in on Twitter right now, but this was a massive takedown of patriots, Trump-supporting MAGA patriots around the world were systematically removed from the conversation and being able to speak. None of those people, almost zero of them, were doing anything harmful to other people on the networks.
So Garden Gnome says, the reason why my followers are down is because they were also banning the followers. Yes, that's true. I see. I misunderstood. That is true, Garden Gnome. You know, the followers went down because they were banning followers. For whatever reason, I stayed up there. Shady, you're still, just so you know, I don't know what your board might be going, it's Friday. I can't wait. 20 more minutes.
No, wow. Yeah. I have no issues here. Everything looks good. Let me reset here.
Yeah, we just had the, and we had the echo come in. So, but really, I posted this just before the Twitter files, which was interesting. This is, someone needs to show this to Elon Musk. Head of House Intelligence Committee Adam Schiff demands Google, YouTube, Twitter set up their authoritative censorship and silencing to control the narrative, to control the population sheep. This is actually from a Q post. This is, misinformation is dangerous. Misinformation about the public health is deadly. I sent letters to CEOs of Google, YouTube, and Twitter urging them to proactively inform users that they've interacted with medical misinformation. They can help save lives as you kill them. Here's a good reminder of Schiff's lies in the House impeachment. This is, watch Adam Schiff claim to using parody to facilitate his lies. These guys are sick. Schiff apparently thinks he's a comedian rather than the chairman of the House Intel. And then this is Q Research Notables. YouTube, Susan Wojcicki says anything goes against the WHO is a violation of YouTube. Wow.
Yeah. This is the conversation that we're going to be having going forward. You know, we're going to be having the real conversation. We've been having a fake conversation with the media controlling the narrative. Now we're going to have a real one. Now that it can't hide. Is that any better, by the way?
Yes, better. This is a urge to keep Meta, you know, this is urging Meta to keep Trump off Facebook. This is Dear Colleague, sent by the Honorable Keck Adam B. Schiff for Brains. Following the 22 midterm elections, I'm writing to urge Meta to maintain its commitment to keeping dangerous and unfounded election denial content off its platform. To that end, I'm also urging Meta and its leadership to continue the suppression of former President Donald Trump's Facebook account beyond January, and to carefully monitor counter the spread of harmful election misinformation, including the big lie about the 2020 presidential election on Facebook. I supported Meta's initial decision to suspend the Facebook account of former President Donald Trump for maintaining an unfounded narrative of election fraud, persistent calls to action, therefore creating an environment where a serious risk of violence was possible. That risk persists and certainly not diminished since that former president's removal. Going on, the initial suppression of Trump's account expires in January 2023, and Meta's president of global affairs, Nick Clegg, will then make a decision regarding the future of his account. When initially suspending the account, Facebook's statement said, quote, if we determine that there is still a serious risk to public safety, we will extend the restriction for a set period of time and continue to reevaluate until the risk is not receded. 2 years later, we can see unequivocally that Trump is still spreading the big lie and thus undermining our democracy, your democracy. That's right. Indeed, he has expressed support for pardoning people involved in the January 6th attack on police, should he ever get the chance. Given the continued election denial rhetoric, I ask you to join me in urging Meta to recommit to focusing on election integrity year-round while keeping Congress fully informed about its efforts. We believe that part of the commitment to the election integrity should be ensuring that those who maintain unfounded, dangerous narrative of the 2020 election are not allowed or encouraged to spread that lie to foster engagements on Facebook. Please reach out to Kyle Abrams, kyle.abrams@mail.house.gov, to sign on or with any questions. This is, just ridiculous, Shady Groove. This is just absolutely ridiculous.
It is. It is ridiculous. And Adam Schiff is even out there. He made a comment, hey, Elon, under your leadership, neo-Nazis, homophobes, and racists are flocking to Twitter and spewing hate speech. Your denial would be more credible if it was backed up by any real evidence. And if it wasn't followed by a bunch of anti-Semitic QAnon tweets attacking me, Adam Schiff says, Elon Musk responds, False. Hate speech impressions are actually down by 1/3 for Twitter now versus prior to my acquisition at Community Notes. And he gives him the sauce right there to show him that the hate content on Twitter is way down, down like 30% in less than a month.
And by the way, Adam Schiff, most quote-unquote QAnon people are not on Twitter yet. They have not released their accounts. Mine is still suspended. So you lose again, watermelon. So during Jack's testimony before Congress on September 2018, then Jack was asked whether Twitter was shadow banning prominent Republicans.
Thanks for being here. I want to read a few quotes about Twitter's practices, and I just want you to tell me if they're true or not. Social media is being rigged to censor conservatives. Is that true of Twitter?
No.
I don't know what Twitter is up to. It sure looks like to me that they're censoring people and they ought to stop it. Are you censoring people?
No.
Twitter shadow banning prominent Republicans. Bad. Is that true?
No.
So these were statements made, Mr.
He knew.
Thanks for being.
But he's zero pizza shady.
See how easy it is for them to lie? See how they look just normal whenever they lie?
No.
No.
No. All right, Shady, I think I have this up here. Where did it go? Did it not post? Oh, yes. No, that's. Oh, yes. No, no. That's not it.
Yes. No.
No. Yes.
Friday.
No.
Yes.
Oh.
Flannel.
Here it is.
No.
Remember when there Jack lied to Congress? Remember when Jack lied to Congress? We just showed it to you. Check out Laura Loomer.
You were caught on tape by Project Veritas shadow banning order. People. You were censoring people. You censored
Lab
me. You censored Milo. You censored
room,
Chuck Johnson, James O'Keefe. You even censored President Trump
you'll,
when one of your employees deleted his account for a few minutes. You are censoring
you.
Conservatives. And I'm asking you, President Donald Trump, help us. Please help us, Mr. President, before it is too late, because Jack Dorsey is trying to influence the election, to sway the election so that the Democrats can steal the election. That is why he is censoring and shadow banning conservatives. You are a liar, Jack Dorsey. You are a liar, Jack Dorsey. You unverified me on November 15th, 2017.
You hear that guy start doing the... That's your Congress.
He became an auctioneer all of a sudden.
That's probably what he really does.
It might be. Well, it definitely has a inability to listen.
Yeah, who knows what he's auctioning either. I mean, look into that, guys.
Talk about that.
Wicked Outlaw actually says, tell us what you really think, Dinesh D'Souza. Lying, be nimble. Jack, be quick. Jack, be exposed as a lying prick. This was a tweet following up on this with a lot more detail. We don't shadow ban. We certainly don't shadow ban based on political viewpoints. We do rank tweets by default to make Twitter more immediately relevant, which can be flipped off more on ranking signals. They do shadow ban, whatever you want to call it. You want to call it shadow banning, you want to call it censoring, you want to call it whatever the heck they called it in the Twitter leaks shady groove. I don't care what you call it. You should be held accountable. Mm.
Well, it's very interesting because didn't we hear over and over again about how these people connected with Trump lied to Congress over and over and over again, saying that these people had lied to Congress and what a terrible thing it was. Right now, you got Jack Dorsey lying to Congress. You got Vijaya lying to Congress and the other guy that was up there as well, or a Parag, I think, or whatever his name was. Like they all lied. They all came up in front of Congress and lied, but I guarantee you will not see a Democrat worried about it in the least.
And then we have Charlie Kirk responds to the Twitter files because he was actually named in it. Check it out.
Charlie Kirk is someone else who apparently was censored by Twitter. He's the founder and president of Turning Point USA. We just told you that Barry Weiss a few moments ago reported that internally Twitter censors set Charlie Kirk's account to do not amplify status. Charlie Kirk joins us right now. Charlie, thanks so much for coming on. You're just hearing this too. I mean, this just happened. This is happening, in fact, as we talk about it.
Yes.
But do you have any idea which of your tweets set this censorship in motion?
I could probably guess. You know, a couple of years ago, Axios did a study that showed that our Twitter account had was the fourth most engaged Twitter account on the planet, right up there with President Trump. I mean, I've been using Twitter for a decade, happened to understand it really well, and we were averaging 115,000 retweets a day when we were really at our peak. And we would talk about, for example, in the midst of the virus, how lockdowns might not be the best decision. We started talking about how, hey, I asked the question, are there other treatments that we might want to talk about? So it could have been that. But then all of a sudden we saw off a cliff almost immediately our engagement, our retweets disappear. I started to talk about this a lot, Tucker, and I was called a conspiracy theorist. I was smeared, and I started to email people that I yes, exactly. Wait, oh, you're QAnon. I'm like, wait, hold on a second. I used to get 115,000 retweets, and then it's kind of one of those things, right, Tucker, where they convince you to stop talking about it because you sound like, okay, who cares about your Twitter account? Not a big deal. And now you see actual verified documents where my Twitter account was labeled as do not amplify, NSFW, which I could only infer means not safe for work. Other like threat tags, they're treating my Twitter account with more scrutiny and censorship than the prime minister of Iran, than Hamas, than people that do actual terroristic type damage. And now we have evidence to show that's exactly why my Twitter account the last couple of years has been down 95% in engagement. They saw what I had to say as a direct threat to the regime.
So there's a huge amount of unfiltered hardcore pornography on Twitter, I think to this day, but it was your Twitter account that was not safe for work.
Apparently asking questions about our lockdown policy, which obviously hurt children and hurt our target audience at Turning Point USA, college kids, where they had to go home and stare at a screen all day long and turned into the most suicidal, depressed, alcohol and drug addicted generation in history. I started tweeting about that. Apparently, that was a threat. Now, my question, though, Tucker, is, were they told to do this by Anthony Fauci?
Were they told
to do this by the federal government? Was my tweet somehow able to create viral counter messaging to what they wanted to see happen in 2020? We may never know, but Twitter at its best, when it was really something that was worthy of appreciation, I hope it gets there soon, was a place where heterodox ideas were able to spread instantaneously with virality and hold powerful people accountable. I happen to have one of those accounts for a couple of years, and Twitter went out of their way to censor it and suffocate our account.
Let me ask, did you ever complain? Because you understand the platform, so you knew that something inorganic was happening, something fake was happening.
Yes.
Someone's putting a thumb on the scale. Did you complain to Twitter about it?
Yes, I did. So I had a very warm meeting with some of the Twitter employees back in the summer of 18. I actually met with Jack Dorsey personally, where he assured me shadow banning wasn't happening. And I didn't really believe him at the time. But I said, okay, whatever, because I wasn't really experiencing a lot of what we consider censorship. And then 6 months later, 12 months later, I still had their contact information. And I started to write them like, hey, guys, something's not right here. Silence. And then the virus happened in 2020, and you could not get a response out of Twitter. And then you would start to tweet at Jack and tweet at the Twitter management. And it was almost as if it became a wholly operated company that kind of changed their modus operandi from being somewhat of a social media platform to a Democrat super PAC. And I don't think they really cared. And Elon, praise God for his courage and his bravery revealing this. And I try to get lawmakers involved and other people. And I don't think we'll ever be able to measure the impact of what Twitter did to our voices online in the calendar year of 2020, the lives that were lost, the kids that really had speech impediments and delays and school closures, and of course, the outcome of the 2020 election, all came from a censorship regime from Twitter.
That's totally right. And Twitter did this, we learned last week, partly because New Yorker is a liberal, but partly because Democrats in Congress threatened them if they didn't do this. Republicans
That's
in Congress
exactly
just
right.
sat back and talked about the free market, useless.
So we actually proved the censorship on my account as well, Shady Group. I mean, it's what they did. It's what they do. We were growing, and they had to stifle that, Shady.
Yep. We had a little over 100,000 people on YouTube as well that they decided to take down right as the Hunter Biden laptop hit. And again, we just go back to the question that Q asked over and over. Was this about the virus or the election? Okay. Everything was about the election. Everything that they did was about keeping people quiet and shutting people up, and they're getting ready to pay a price for it. You know, the Patriots have become activated in a way they're not going to stop. They're going to pay a price for it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can't wait. You know, but, you know, there's still more. In fact, Catch Cash's Corner tonight Epoch Times. He's going to blow the lid off it. You know, these people don't understand what they're dealing with. I mean, there was even a tweet that he didn't even realize Perkins Coie was his law firm, Twitter's law firm. So, you know, he's got a lot to learn. And I think, Jack, if you're listening, tune into that. I would love to see that.
I like seeing Cash holding his feet to the fire, because Cash is the guy that knows. Cash is the guy that knows what it was that went on behind the scenes and what they did to stop it from coming out. There's a lot more there. There's a lot more that we haven't talked about.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Wow, Shady Group.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. It's a great week. It's a great week for Patriots. It's a great week for America. You know, you are winning this week in a big way. I know that looks ugly, but we gotta deal with it. It's bad. Yeah, we were all shadow banned. Yeah, we were all thrown off, but that's okay. This is the reason for it. You know, you were a little bit of bait for the deep state to catch the bigger fish.
Yeah, we even taught them about QAnon, because we would capital Q and then Anons. We knew what it was. Q, capital A, N-O-N, Anon, right? That hashtag. But wow, man, I tell you, it's pretty amazing, Shady, what's happening.
Well, if Adam Schiff thinks that the dark days of the Twitter people holding him to account are behind him, he would be wrong.
Very wrong. Very, very wrong. Shady, that's another one. What do we got coming up Monday?
We got coming up Monday, we have Andrew Huff, the Eco Health Alliance whistleblower, will be in studio live at the beginning of the show on Monday. You do not want to miss that. Why? Because everywhere else you've seen the gentleman talk, they've interrupted him and pushed him to the side, pretending like they didn't really care what he had to say. We're going to do something completely different. We're going to let the man say what he has to say. We're also going to show him some of the stuff that we got, and I think that's going to be a great episode. And why I'm here, Jeff, real quick, one more announcement. Sunday, 8 p.m., MG Show channel right here on Rumble, Q Lounge Live, the social engineers. I'm going to give you guys a lot of sauce so that you can properly red pill people as to what is really going on. Where are the social engineers? Are they in your Twitter? Are they in your Facebook? Are they in your media? Are they in your periodicals, Jeff? Are they in your television news? Are they in your movies? Where are these social engineers? That seems like they're everywhere, and everything kind of goes their way. We're going to discuss that on Sunday. So join me, 8 p.m. live.
Hey, are they in their family or victims of it, right? I mean, it's everywhere. Social engineering, Shady Groove. It should be a good one.
Thank you very much.
So that's it. There's let me just see what time. Yeah. I'm going to go out with this, Shady Groove. God bless you all. See you Monday. Dr. Hoff, Shady Groove, Monday. He'll actually be able to talk. He's been on Hannity, Tucker, and others, Jesse Waters, but he's going to be right here on the MG Show Monday, 12:05 p.m. Don't miss the Q Lounge Live. We'll see you guys.
Have a great weekend.
And I realize and understand that some of you never will, or it is not meant to be, or you cannot. You are afraid. Standing up alone without looking to someone for leadership or someone to tell you what to do or where to go or give you your pittance so that you can live is a very scary proposition for most people. But at the same time, it is the only means of salvation upon this earth for the human race. God decides to unfold and bring into realization the rest of his plan. Man was put here to make a choice, to make a decision. And those of you who say that everything is fated and everything must be and there's nothing you can do to change it, if that is true, why do you go on? Why do you go to work in the morning? Why do you go to church on Sunday? If you do, why do you go to the mosque? Why do you go to the synagogue? Why do you bother? If everything is fated, it's going to come to pass no matter what you do. Why do you try to convert someone from an evil life to a good life? If everything is fated, that's their fate. Leave them alone.
You see, on the one hand, you say you believe this, and on the other hand, you demonstrate to me that you don't believe it at all. That it's an excuse why you don't have to be responsible. We're at the fork in the road.
www.mg.show. Boom.